I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to a new episode of All the Ladies' Favorite Muslim Lady. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service in the coziest place for women. Well, and here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, really, for coming here. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you, a great honor to be with all these great ladies that are listening to us. So, previously on Muslim Lady, we've been talking and discussing the greatest ladies of all time, among them, the ladies of Karbala, the great heroes and heroines of Karbala. And then we set some points about how wise and how courageous they were. Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha, we talked about Sayyida Ruqayya salamullah alayha, also some other figures that were so important as ladies who were the great messengers of the land of Karbala. And if it wasn't about them, the story of Karbala would have remained there, and it would have never got the power and the importance and the ongoing spirit that it has right today. It's because of their poetry and because of their narration that we still have that spirit. So we owe these great ladies. But as for today, again, we're going to be talking about them in a different way. Like, you know, in the history of the Islamic heritage, we have a lot of the points in which there was resistance. One of the pinnacle of it is Karbala and the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and what happened to his ladies, all the ladies that were there.
Right.
They had a part in resistance, and now, generation by generation, this has been passed down to us. We got it, and nowadays, in today's world, in this materialistic world in which people do not care for metaphysics, like for the stuffs that are so moral and spiritual.
Right.
Still, we have women who care for those morals.
Indeed. But the groundwork was led by the actions of the ladies in Karbala itself. Like when they realized that the truth will be distorted. And they used all the ways they could. They used every opportunity, whether in captivity, whether in public spaces, whether in the marketplaces or in the courts. So they used all these places to clarify the purpose of Karbala. And they redefined the post-battle roles, as well as you're talking about women today. They proved to us that captivity was not something that would captivate their purpose. They rather used it as a platform to challenge oppression. And so, yeah, the main groundwork was led by the ladies of Karbala itself. And today I see the thing.
So we take this culture from them.
We do indeed. I would like to mention Zainab Soleimani here, who is the narrator of the story of her father.
The commander, the major commander of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yeah, Martyr General Soleimani, who was martyred, and then the enemy thought, like, it's done, they are done with it. But who continued the mission? Who continued the school of thought? I think me and you, we together worked on the book that she compiled together. She compiled the book about her father, about the biography,
yeah,
named I Feared Nothing. And I think you were a major part of it, like the way you worked on it as an editor.
So because that was so interesting to dig deep into the life of such a martyr.
Right. But the compiling that thing together is a great work. So she today is one of the living examples of the messengers of Karbala.
Yeah,
so it does not stop with the martyrdom.
And it's not just her. I would love to actually mention all the mothers and sisters and all the I would love to mention all the ladies and all the great women of Palestine, of Yemen, of Lebanon, all these mothers and sisters and wives and ladies. We can't see it in today's world. How crucial is the role of a lady in the ongoing spirit of resistance? How much they're reflecting this culture of resistance that has got a great part in our cultural heritage.
A lot, I would say a lot. I think I also call them the Zainabs of Gaza because they have been reflecting
the true spirit. Yeah.
They have been reflecting, the women of Gaza have been reflecting the true spirit and true nature of Lady Zainab Salaamu Alayha. I have never seen that in any part of the world, in anywhere in the world, that women would do that. So yeah, like the women of Gaza have proven to us. I have seen the women who were, you know, who had enveloped themselves around the graves of their brave sons, and they were being taken away with force by the Zionist forces, the fake Rhyme forces, I would say, and how they were still being, I don't know, saying that this will never end, this will never take away our faith. This
you
will
actually mentioned Zainab, the daughter of martyr Soleimani. I would actually, just as you were talking about her, I remember Zainab Nasrallah. She had the same spirit. Like when you see her, you would never see her in a weak position. Like
never.
She would never say words that are, linguistically speaking, they would carry some weakness in themselves. Never. Yeah. She stands so firm, and they are a direct reflection of what they've been raised upon.
Yeah, I also like about Ismail Haniyeh, his daughter, again, a huge model of resistance. She says that he called me and says, salam to the mother of the martyrs. And she said, like, windows had shattered. People were saying, try to cry, try to calm down. But I only calmed down when I heard the voice of Ismail Haniyeh saying me, salam to the mother of the martyrs. The same day her children get martyred. So it's like, it requires huge, immense amount of patience to stay composed,
so
to stay calm.
It's so much, actually, faith.
Yeah, and she says that we congratulated each other on the phone, being the, parent and a grandparent of the martyrs.
You know, these are not myth. You know, once there was a time in which you thought all these things are stories. They're just left behind in the pages of the history. But right now we see them. Let's go for a break and then we come back to talk about the women of Iran in these 12 days of war that has been imposed on them. Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady, and we're talking about the great ladies of all time, ladies have always been the sources of inspiration, and they carry history on their shoulders because they're mothers and because they are sisters and wives, and they have so much of passion, though they can still stand firm and speak up with so much of strength. So in these 12 days of war,
yeah,
we saw many women have been killed by the Zionist regime so brutally, like the wives of the commanders and their daughters. All of these martyrs are just actually paying tribute to all those great figures, ladies, yeah, in the history, whatever they learned from them.
Right. So we also had in the Lebanon war an Iranian martyr, the first Iranian lady in the who was called as the Quds martyr.
Yeah.
But then after Lebanon war, we saw in the 12th day of war, very huge crisis and the women standing firm. And Israel basically showed its cowardness, mm-hmm, attacking women, especially in their sleep time.
And children.
Especially when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
So regarding the role of women in this, I would say, No professional woman has been stepping back or like, oh my God, I cannot do this now. Just I was seeing a clip recently in which a father said, I am the most fortunate father in the most unfortunate situation. Yeah. And what had happened, he was holding a baby and he said, my baby was born in a hospital which was attacked by an Israeli rocket, but it did not work.
Yeah.
See, the rocket did not work. And he said even the team, the doctors, the women doctors, they knew the rocket is fired. They selflessly, they were trying to just do the delivery process.
Yeah.
It requires courage.
Very much, very much.
You know the like, hospital is being
also,
attacked.
Also, you can put yourself in the shoes of all the wives who've,
right,
got soldiers or commanders. They were the wives of the commanders. Like, look, the much of threat for their lives was,
right,
so immense. And,
right,
it was a mighty situation, but they stood firm.
Right, they did. I recently went to a woman to see her, an Iranian woman, and she's an old lady basically. So I went to see her because I had not seen her for a while. So I just called her and told her, I'm worried about you. And she said, just because of something, I'm home, I cannot walk. And I was concerned more. So I went to see her physically. And then I saw her whole feet was plastered and then in the bandages and all. And I got concerned and I told her, what is this? And she said, when there was a 8-year Holy Defense War, I was a nurse. I was acting as a nurse in the battlefield.
And there were many of them.
Yeah. And I have a chemical effect still in my feet. See, when did that happen? Before my birth.
Yeah.
And the lady is having the suffering still, yet she's proud of it. And she was sad, basically. I told her, why are you sad? She said, because now I wanted to go to Gaza. And I don't know, just this happened because my feet are in
bandages.
I want
to play a role.
Yes.
You hear that from many of them.
Like, I was taken away. I thought like, oh my God, where do you get that, literally, where did they get that patience, that resilience, that strength from?
Yeah. You know, I always say to myself, whenever I just see these women, I say that truly and definitely, Zainab Salamullah Alayha would never die. She is still alive in the spirit of all these women, and still she's doing her work for resistance, and still she's reviving itself.
That was
every year and every day.
That was the same slogan when they attacked Ivor Ivy, and Sahar Imami,
yeah,
was there saying Allahu Akbar, and then they said, we have the school of Zainab Salamli Alha alive, and it will remain alive,
yeah,
forever.
And trust me, there are many of us, so it's not just one or two, and you kill them so cowardly, and then it's
we
the end of
Zainabs.
Us. No, we all are Zainabs, and this journey is not going to end. This road is so long, and it's ahead of us, and we're going to be actively participating in that, and we're so proud of being a member of this. So in the name of all these great women who have been sacrificing their life, who's been sharing a major part in the resistance, I would love to thank all the mothers and wives, and I would actually devote today's program to them. Thank you for being this strong, and thank you for keeping the culture of Zainab Salamullah alayha alive forever and ever. Yeah, may you always be healthy and happy. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.